Well, we are back, and my attitude is just dandy this morning,
especially like it.
Since the weather is so nice here in beautiful Oshkosh. And we are just so pleased to have Abington Welch with us again. The lady, I always think of her as the watch lady, because but then, of course, she does so many other things. Certainly, your experience as a ferry pilot and business lady and all-around entrepreneur on the aviation side for
and
ladies.
And flight instructor.
And flight instructor,
flight
yes.
Instructor
oh, my
too.
Heavens.
Don't
well,
leave
welcome.
That out. Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome back. I
Thank
mean, we
you.
Had you last year and...
I love how you introduced me, though, this time with this accent. I mean, should I speak in an English accent for the rest of the interview? Would
did
that
I,
be all right
Did
with
I
you?
Do that? Oh.
You I know, was that, born in England, that, so, you know, this could be an immigrant.
That happens to me. I lived there for a bunch of years, and every people tell me that pops up every so often. I don't know why. But
well, it's a very British
anyway,
name,
but,
so.
Well, again, we're so glad
You're
to
right,
have you.
You're right, it is. Yeah.
So what's the hot topic at the Abington Company these days?
Yeah. So if you guys knew about the start of the Abington Company, it started in 2007, so we've been around now for 8 years, and it's usually about every 2 or so years that we release a new model. This year, 3 new models. Unprecedented for the company to come out with 3 new styles.
And first, you're wearing 2 of them, are you?
I always wear 2. Yeah.
She's actually created a problem for herself because she doesn't have 3 arms.
It's
but
true.
She's probably working on that, too.
If I can fit one around my neck, maybe put some extra links in.
Is there not a leg watch coming? An ankle watch?
No.
Hey, that's an idea, though.
See, and remember, you got it here at EAA Radio.
You got it.
So...
So, yeah, we have Catherine that came out in February, and that was released, debuted at the Women in Aviation Conference. And then last month was our first dive watch, Marina. Goes down to 660 feet, is an absolutely stunning watch in titanium, so it's very light. And that was actually per your recommendation, Amy. So thank you for that.
But they named it the...
That's
what?
Okay.
The Marina.
It but, doesn't need to be named the but, Amy. I understand.
Okay.
I get marketing. It's all right.
I can see people walking around the kitchen going, where's Amy? But anyway.
I have a quiet influence in the world. That makes me happy.
Yeah. But you're still flying, too, you, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you. And whenever I mention ferry pilots, I always think of you because you have some, you don't just have flights, you have adventures.
All the time.
I mean, what kind of adventures have you had in the last year? I mean...
Probably the biggest ferry job that I've done this year. I did help ferry an airplane out here to Oshkosh, to EAA. So it was a Bonanza. It was an F-33A. It was a very, very solid flight. And we were up
from
at 17,500. I brought it out from Las Vegas. I was part of the crew. So, but the biggest flight that I've done so far this year was a Bonanza. It was a group of 4 Bonanzas, brand new, right out of the factory, painted this beautiful gray, solid gray. They were used for the military. And I took them to Indonesia. And it took about a month, honestly, because of... some of the delays with getting the airplanes through the customs and paperwork and things like that, which always happens. I mean, that's not anything out of the norm. But so I got to spend a week in Australia hanging out with koalas and crocodiles. They handed me a koala, in fact, and they said, this is her name. This is your koala. Her name is Captain. I was like, Captain, meet Captain.
Captain Koala.
They gave me Captain. So I thought that was really cool. So I got my photo with Captain and swam around with some crocodiles in Darwin, Australia. And
okay, wait a minute.
No, she doesn't just ferry single engine airplanes across the Pacific Ocean. She swims with crocodiles. All right.
And when I watch this on the telly, I say, why would you swim with crocodiles?
Because there's like a 4-inch piece of thick Kevlar plexiglass
oh.
in between.
Okay, all right. Now,
details.
Now I'm with you.
Yeah, I just
okay.
needed the details.
Seriously, so. I mean, but so that's, you know, have you found that to be enlightening or ever frightening when you're out over the water and you know,
oh, yeah.
people, you know, we have this history of saying, oh my gosh, we're over the water. I think the engine's running rougher. Do they really? I mean, I've never noticed that myself, but.
No, but you do pay a lot more close attention to detail. Any fluctuations, be it a 10 RPM drop or anything like that, I mean, you're looking at it, and I monitor it. I mean, if you want to see my flight logs, I keep them all on my iPad, and I could show you in detail every single piece of information off that airplane for the entire 15 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
impressive. It's not like you've got scenery. You really have to find something to do.
I have the best scenery. We're Facebook friends. You haven't seen those sky pictures, the clouds.
The sky pictures are astonishing.
I could watch that for hours.
The synthetic vision just gets kind of boring.
It's blue on blue.
Yeah, it's blue on blue. There's not a lot out there once you get out there. But the sky is amazing.
Yeah.
And you get some sunsets and some sunrises.
Breathtaking.
Yeah. And the butter light.
Yeah.
I love the butter light. You know the butter light, right?
The butter light?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, the photographers talk about the butter light.
I'm sorry, what's the
butter
light?
It's that little window between dawn and it's now too bright and the light's too harsh and dusk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I flew charter in business for a long time, and we always called that the time when we would nod off. Because there was something about when the sun came up, if you were headed east, that would just make everybody a little snoozy.
Yeah.
But we never went completely asleep, though.
I'm sure there's no evidence that everybody was asleep in the cockpit. And you want to know why there's no evidence?
Autopilot?
Well, I'm just going to leave you to your imagination.
So what can you tell us about some of, you know, I'm going to go back to one question. Why would a lady who flies, who is adventurous and ferries airplanes, decide, I think I'll make watches? I mean, or get into the watch business.
You're having a chicken and the egg problem.
I see. Okay. Which end am I at?
Explain. Which came first?
The flying or the watches? The flying came first, but the ferrying came after. Yeah. So, it was when I was flight training in 2006. I wanted a flight watch as like a graduation gift to myself, and they didn't have anything for women. So after asking many older women who'd been flying for many years if they'd ever seen anything, nobody said they'd ever found anything. Nah, we're 6%. No one will ever acknowledge that we exist. So I'm like, well, let's change that. So we did. And 11 months after we had the idea, we came out with the Jackie and the Amelia. And now we have 7 watches and jewelry. And it was, can I tell you guys a really funny story real quick?
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't do funny here. Okay. We'll make an exception.
So I brought this Bonanza out to Oshkosh, right? And we stop in Grant, Nebraska for fuel because it was like $3.95. for Avgas, which was amazing. So we go to Grant, Nebraska. There's nobody there on the field except one other Bonanza that was also picking up fuel. It was this guy and this lady. They were getting together in for the big Bonanza fly-in that everybody does here, the arrival. And I'm wearing my Abington Company shirt, and I'm wearing one of my watches. I actually wasn't wearing two because I had the other one up on the dash and whatever. Anyway, so I'm inside connecting to the Wi-Fi to get a weather report because there was a little bit of weather coming in on Thursday last week. And this guy goes, oh, so what's the deal? You buy a watch and they give you a T-shirt? And I'm like, what? And he goes, well, isn't that one of those fancy Abingdon pilot watches? And I'm like, well, yes, it is. And he's like, well, don't they cost like $10,000? And I'm like, no, they start at like $300. And he used another name of a different company, which I don't know. Can I say it? I love Breitling. Yeah. I think they're fantastic. But he said, well, isn't that like the Breitling of, you know, for female aviation watches? And I said, well, yes, but we're not at the Breitling prices. So he's like, he had no idea who I was. I didn't tell him either. Okay. And he was just, he and I were just cracking up over the whole thing. And he's like, oh, I thought they like gave out you a T-shirt if you get this watch and blah, blah, blah. I just thought it was the funniest thing. So we had a good laugh about it. And I kind of told him a little bit about the watch. I said, oh, you should go see them in Hangar C, booth 3049. I'm going to go visit them. You know, I'll be there.
Then he walks up and just, haven't I seen you
Wait
somewhere
a
before?
Second. Yeah. Yeah, I know. My cover will be blown if he hears this interview, which he probably will.
Do you find that happens where you're out and you see someone with one of your watches?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. It's just great. So. I mean, it's I can't imagine watching people. You know, and that's a problem in a sense I was going to say about watches, because we've all gotten so used to carrying smartphones that when you mm-hmm. ask a guy what time it is, he goes, wait a minute, let me pull something out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Because they don't wear watches. But ladies are different, I guess, aren't they?
Well, I think actually probably more men wear watches because it's like their only sense of jewelry. Where women, we have so many different options. But to me, a watch is really a rite of passage. It tells a lot about a person if they have a Target Timex on, or if they have a beautiful Rolex that they got from their grandfather. It's kind of the signifier of who you are. And so I like having a watch on my wrist because it's always been a conversation starter. If ever I'm into a business meeting, there's a certain Abingdon watch that I'll wear over others. And I get more notice, people notice it. They look at my watch. And a lot of times we do that. We don't even think about it. But, if you think about, okay, if I'm looking at a person and kind of trying to make a judgment about them, then, which we should never do, we should never judge a book by its cover, but it is something that we all do. And watches are exactly part of that look that we look for when we're talking to people. So
I never thought of a watch as a sort of a, I guess that's just a guy thing, but is there a line of men's watches coming from Abingdon?
There is not. No. Not at this time.
Okay. I'm sorry to have to tell you that.
Thought I'd ask.
We do have some watches that are for our male supporters. So we do have a lot of watches that are designed more for men. So come by the booth, Hangar C. Booth 3049, I'll show you our styles.
I may just do that this afternoon and see what kind of a fashion statement I might make.
Oh, yeah, they're not all pink, if that's what you were asking.
No. My fiance wears a great Zulu time watch, steel band, white face. He's been wearing it now every day for 3 years, so.
There you go. So where is the booth? Where can people find you online?
We are Hangar C, booth 3049. Up against the wall, and online at www.theabingdonco.com.
Well, Abingdon Welch, thank you so much for joining us again on, I hope we'll see you back next year and hear about more watches.
Oh, you know.
Here on EAA Radio, which is 1210 AM and 96.5 FM.